The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. She's so good at seeing both sides.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not thinking. I'm just talking.
She sometimes can't see where she's going. It's News-ish with Betty Rock.
The younger generation is finding a better way to go on a first date. And it's all over video. Yes, you heard me right.
Now, as an older guy, you're like, man, that, why? You got it. We spent so much time on screens and like and online. It's like there's face-to-face interaction.
The younger generation is a more digital generation. Yeah. Young singles, instead of meeting in person for a first date, are opting to meet over Zoom or through a FaceTime call. And while at first it may seem less personal, like you said, Wally, there are benefits. After I read them, now it kind of makes more sense.
Well, especially too, because you're younger and in that dating world, and you've known the hassle of a first date sometimes when you know 5 minutes in, this is not going anywhere.
But you got to stick around.
I know. That would be so bad. And especially to the older you get, you just have less patience.
That's true. That's very true. Okay, so one of the positives about having a first date over Zoom or a FaceTime call is it's more efficient. Like we were saying, you can have a quick chat and see if there's any spark. If there's not, then there's nothing that you spent or nothing that was bad against you.
And it's so easy to get out of, too. The other ones, you have to fake a phone call from a friend that passed away, and then you're like, I gotta go. This one, you literally sit there in front of your screen, and you just freeze your face. And then they're like, are you frozen? Is the internet? And you don't say anything. Don't move. Just freeze.
It's like digital ghosting.
Let them hang up. Yeah. And then you're good to go.
It's less intimidating. The younger generation claims they feel more like themselves over video than in person. So it's like you said, if things get awkward, you can just hang up and you don't have to like sit there and wait for the waiter to bring your ticket. And you're just like making small talk and saying, yeah, we'll meet up again.
Sure.
Okay,
this was fun, right? Yeah. Block.
And then finally, it's cheaper than a real date.
Yeah.
So you're not having to spend gas money to drive somewhere and meet them. You're not having to figure out a parking situation. Right. And two, you could take it one step further. Some guys have, but I've watched too much Dateline. I wouldn't let this happen. Yeah. The guy can order you DoorDash.
I was just going to say that. I'm a romantic.
For your date. So you have DoorDash food delivered to your date, and then you can eat together and talk over Zoom. But the thing is they have to know your address.
Right.
To get that food delivered, and that I am not for.
And I understand that, but I literally was thinking that would be a romantic thing. You're like, look, hey, let's do this over this, but I want to show you that I care and that I would have paid for the meal anyway.
Right.
I'm actually going to overpay for this meal because it's DoorDash, and it sends a good message, you know?
Yeah, but the only other thing I could think of would be if you don't want them to know your address, maybe they could send you money through Venmo.
Okay, and you could order it
instead.
Oh, that's not a Hallmark movie.
But also think about if, let's say this relationship works. Like the first date went really well and it leads to marriage.
Yeah.
And then you're with your grandkids and they're like, Grandma, Grandpa, what was your first date like?
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, well, we met over a Zoom call.
I know, but that's the world. That's the world we live in.
That's
romantic. Maybe it's the better way to do it, though, honestly. I mean, I'm old school, but there's parts of this that I think are actually not horrible. You know?
I would say it's definitely more safe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And that's
sure.
coming from someone who listens to a lot of crime.
That's true, yes. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently I was hanging out with my 20-year-old nephew, and I noticed he was eating cereal. I had a big box of honeycombs, and he's going through it, just eating the cereal, and my wife goes, Dylan, you have any milk in that? And he's like, no, but he's sitting there eating cereal with a spoon with no milk out of a bowl. I'm like,
interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, why wouldn't you just like put it in your hand or eat it with your hand?
Eat it out of the bag.
Right, yeah. Or even if you put it in a bowl, just eat it out like you do chips or Cheez-Its or something. Yeah. Why would you not just eat it with your hands? He literally was eating it with a spoon with no milk.
What was his reasoning?
He didn't have one.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have a lot of reasoning for things. And so I'm like, dude, I got to tell you, Dylan, that's weird. I mean, I'm going to be, yeah. I'm your uncle, and my job is to shoot straight with you. That's weird.
That is weird. Yeah. I mean, now, given if he were like sitting there with the box and he had a spoon and dishing it out with the spoon, I'd be like, okay, that's not too weird. You think
really?
That's weird?
Yeah, that's still, super weird. That sounded weirder than eating it out of the bowl.
I think so, too.
No,
yes,
no.
Absolutely weirder.
Then you don't get your hands dirty.
No.
And it's just using a spoon.
Wow.
I get that. But when you're going to the full step of putting it in the bowl and all you need is milk, that's weird.
Well, what's weirder for me is I just found someone that did something weirder than Dylan did.
This became a Betty topic.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep my mouth
shut. It really was. That's crazy. All right. So that's the way we do it. We will have a conversation about those idiosyncrasies that you think might make you weird. Maybe people in your life have told you, oh, that's weird. And you want confirmation, like maybe they're wrong, you know? So that's why we have three of us. We're pretty good at judging people. Betty's turned it into an art form and master class. I think she has a degree in it.
Why me? It's
you're
all
just really
you.
Good at it.
No,
and
it's
so
all you.
What we want to do is have you share that thing that makes you odd that you think or have been told, and then we will let you know if that assessment is accurate or not. 855 33 WAYFM. It's called Am I Weird Because? So just start it off with Am I Weird Because I blank, you know, and then we will let you know whether you are or not. 855-33-WAYFM. And we'll take your call right now. So what do you got?
My husband laughs at me every time I eat a hamburger because I rotate it so all my toppings don't fall off. You know how like the bun slides around when you eat a hamburger?
I think you're a forward thinker. I don't think you're weird at all, because as you bite one side, it pushes everything out the back. So then you rotate the bite to then push it back in.
It's the perfect bite every time.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. You are not weird at all. Oh, I say that. Betty Rock?
You know, I think this is kind of smart, and I am questioning if I should start doing it myself.
Gavin?
It was funny because I pictured flipping the burger instead of rotating, and I thought that was weird.
Okay,
but then
I do that too.
Yeah, you flip it because the bottom is thinner than the top, and it will get soggy, and you flip it over so that it's on the top, and then that helps keep it from getting soggier. Well, Grace, there you go. That's pretty good. Very rarely does somebody walk out of this show being proclaimed as not weird.
Can't wait to tell my husband. Thank you.
If you love the music on Way FM,
this is probably like my favorite.
But have heard a new song and want to know more? Here's what's new on Way with Betty Rock.
With What's New on Way, we like to focus on a new song hitting the charts and talk about the story behind it. And this week, we have the band Need to Breathe. I saw them live. They were fantastic. I actually saw them when they opened for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, remember they came out with these big, giant flashlights, like these huge things beamed
it
all over.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Really
I saw
great.
That, and then I left before Taylor Swift could get out.
Good call.
But they have big hits like these. One of my favorites, and their newest single is called Fall on Me, and it actually features one of my favorite Christian groups, Maverick City Music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they sing on it.
You like soulful singers, like you still like Soul Patrol, Taylor Hicks,
But these are two bands that I love. So them coming together, what's there not to love?
Perfect storm.
And let me tell you, while I'm already a fan of the song, I'm even more of a fan after hearing Bear, the lead man of Need to Breathe, explain the story behind Fall on Me.
I have little boys, and I know what it's like to drop them off at school, and that surprising feeling. You think you're going to be really excited for them, they're going to do great, and actually you're thinking, you know, they're going to fail. And I want my kids to know when they do fail that there's a place that they can land. One of my favorite stories from the Bible certainly is the prodigal son, and my favorite part about that story maybe is the father waiting expectantly. And I think that's true about all of us. I think we all need to be loved in that way. And the ones that are closest to us need to know that regardless of what happens or what they do, there's always a place they can land.
I think one of the best parts of the prodigal son story, I heard a pastor tell me this once, was that the father ran to meet the son, and that was a very undignified thing. The father would not have done that in that culture, but it does show the analogy that God runs to us as well in the midst of our wanderings.
And let me tell you too, before, because I want to play the whole song so you can hear it, but if you can look up the music video, it will, I know, Wally, it'll bring you to tears.
Really?
Because it's all about this dad that's getting his daughter ready to leave for college. She's moving out, going to college, but letting her know you could always fall on me. Oh, it'll bring a
That'll
tear.
Bring it all back. It'll bring it all back. All right, here you go. It's Need to Breathe, their latest Fall on Me, and that's what's on way.
You were there to pick me up and tell me I was good enough. It doesn't matter what I've done, you pull me closer. Highs and lows and in-betweens, you're the one.
Most big changes start from the inside and then they work their way out. It starts with an idea in your head or a passion in your heart, and then you take the steps to turn that thought or dream into reality. That happened for Betty Rock when she decided to go back to school at Colorado Christian University.
I had always wanted to get a college degree, and I didn't get just one. I got two. And trust me, I am using my psychology degree every day working with Wally.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
Well, CCU apparently gave Betty Rock the tools she needs, and Colorado Christian University can do the same for you. They can turn you inside out and help make your educational dreams a reality.
Right now, Colorado Christian University is offering you a chance to win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship towards an associate, bachelor's, or master's degree offered 100% online.
And just for entering, you can get a $1,000 scholarship. So text CCU to 91979. Contest ends April 11th.
Colorado Christian University, cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
He never lets a fact get in the way of a good opinion.
Stop being a smarty pants, all right?
It's News-ish with Wally.
Fast food has gotten even faster. Sadly, not the service, but the amount of time you can spend eating in the restaurant might be changing. There are some fast food places that are putting up signs to impose time limits for eating there, mostly to deter people from hanging out all day. Like one sign said, no loitering or solicitation, and customers have a 30-minute window in which to consume their food. Thank you. And guess what? It was on a Wendy's. Wendy's has had a bad run.
Whoever is in charge of Wendy's right now needs to be demoted.
100%. Like, they did the whole surge pricing thing announcement, and that backfired, and they had to backpedal from that. This, like, Wendy's needs some positive PR.
I say all this to say, that might be the perfect place to break up with someone because you got a time frame. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're like, if she starts crying or he starts crying, you're just like, look, we're almost at a 30-minute mark. Gotta go.
We gotta go. Sorry, I'd love to continue this because I really care about your feelings, but
Wendy's
is
telling us we gotta go.
You know, Dave doesn't want us hanging out here anymore, so we gotta hit it. this is like, I have a feeling that this will be more prevalent in bigger cities. Or cities with a homeless problem.
Because
I think what happens is someone that's homeless will come in, they'll use the money they got and buy a Coke, and then they'll stay there all day. And especially when it's cold, or sometimes they kind of bathe in the in the bathrooms and stuff. And I feel bad for the person that's in that situation, but then you also have to realize it's a business and it deters business, and so they have a right to make a living too, you know. So it's kind of a weird thing with that. But then also teens like to hang out for the free Wi-Fi, and kids when they get in groups aren't the best behaved a lot of times.
I used to, after school when I was in high school, we would go to a Burger King and we would sit and do homework for a good 4 hours. And generally we tried to order something once every couple of hours.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we were sitting there having a good time. There might be some family over there that's annoyed by the kids making a ruckus.
I do get it. But again, I don't think you'll see it in every place, because in every place it's not a problem. But be aware that you might be traveling or something, or you live in a city and you could have your time limited. We go out to lunch every Sunday with our friends Paul and Rhonda and their girls. And we've spent 2 hours at lunch before, sometimes more, kind of catch up for the week. We just enjoy being around each other. And I'm always very cognizant of the situation. Like, if we're at a restaurant and it's busy, then I'll be like, hey, let's go and we'll go get ice cream or something. We'll switch locations because I don't want to eat the table up for some server, you know, that needs to turn tables or when people are waiting. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times the places we go aren't really busy. And so we'll just hang out and I'll even ask the server, you good? Are we good? And like, oh, yeah, you're fine. We're not busy today or whatever. I think just handling it with respect and being aware of your surroundings mm-hmm. is probably being self-aware, honestly, is part of the thing. If you're self-aware, you probably don't have to have signs. But why do we have laws? Because people are not self-aware. So there you go. That's going to do it for your news for this hour. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And the songs we play here, we play them for a reason. They're all handpicked and selected because of the message that they have, because we know the difference a song can make in somebody's faith and in their life. And so what we like to do from time to time is do a thing called group therapy, okay? This is where we're going to play a little snippet of a song, a little hook of a song here, and you tell us what this song has meant to you, like what it's helped you deal with and get through. Because the thing is, the song is the same, but the way it lands with people is always different. And I think this song is really interesting because a lot of times artists write songs, you know, and they put a bunch of songs on an album and stuff. And some are super personal. Others are about other people and stuff. But the song that we picked today is Faithfully by Toby Mac, which I think, given the life circumstance that he's been in, losing his son Truett and walking through that with all the same questions and fears and anger and everything that we go through when we lose somebody, he kind of put into song. And I think this is a very powerful song lyrically. It's called Faithfully by Toby Mac. When my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man. I think there's a couple really keys in this song, you know. I may never be the same man, but I still believe, you know, because we can have things alter us, but what does that do to your faith? Is it rock solid, and is it the basis for where you're at now that will help carry you through that? And then, you know, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, you were there. Mm-hmm. I think those are the big parts of this song that hopefully have resonated with you and you feel comfortable enough to share your story as to why. That's why we do it. It's group therapy. And maybe somebody hearing this song for the first time or hearing it because of some different life event, it takes on a whole new meaning. And that could have been your story as well. You might have heard it 300 times and then all of a sudden something changes and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the song I needed. So that's how we do group therapy. We'd love to hear your thoughts on it. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what is this song meant to you, Stephanie?
This is the first time I've ever heard this song. I wish I would have had it back when I lost my daughter. When I was about 19 years old, I was always raised in a church with my mom, and after my mom passed away, I strayed quite a far away from Christ. And then when my daughter passed away, I completely pushed it away. Didn't want anything to do with church anymore, the Bible, nothing. And as I've gotten older, raising my three kids that I have now, I've tried to pick that back up, and this song hits pretty hard for that situation.
It is amazing how a song, you know, you might have heard it before and it would have gone past you, but when your life circumstance changes, it can take on a whole new meaning, you know, because Toby, you talk about losing your daughter, and Toby lost his son, and I think that this song is a product of that, and so that's probably why it connects with you even today, hearing it for the first time. And it's a great reminder for the future, too, that he is there for us faithfully. He was there for you in the past, whether you chose to see it or not at that moment, but he will always be there for you when you turn to him. So I appreciate you being on the show, and I'm really glad that you got to hear that today, Stephanie.
Thank y'all.
Thekla, welcome to group therapy. This is where we take a song, in this case, Toby Mac, Faithfully, and we say, okay, what is your story with it? Because everybody's story of how it connects with them is a little bit different, even though the song is the same. We call it group therapy. You're up. What do you got?
I worked for the airlines, and I was at 39,000 feet, and I was the last one to find out that my brother had passed away, and I was getting text messages, but they were coming through late, a lot later. So anyway, I really kind of fought with a lot of anger until this song came out, and it was very healing for me. because he passed away like a year and a half ago.
So what was it specifically about this song that connected with you?
How faithful God is, even through all of the pain and suffering, just his faithfulness.
I think that's a thing that a lot of people on the outside of faith have a hard time with, because they're like, well, if God was faithful, why wouldn't he just let your brother not die? You know, but that's just not reality. Life and death are a part of what we all experience. It's what you do with it. And to see that God is faithful and gives you help and peace and hope in the midst of the bad times, I think is the key that people miss, because they want the good outcome.
Absolutely.
And I know my wife just lost her brother, and I'm having to pray these prayers of, God, I know that she has to walk through this, and I can't do anything for her. And it's like, I'm praying that I need you to be faithful and draw close to her and remind her of her faith and the promises that you've made to her to carry her through this time as well. And sometimes that's the only thing you can do, is pray that for somebody.
Absolutely. And he's so faithful through the grief too.
So maybe you haven't heard this song before, and it's exactly what you need to hear today. And it's a great song, especially if you've experienced any kind of loss. It's Faithfully by Toby Mac on Way FM.
It's been a long year. It almost took me down, I swear. Life was so good, I'm not so sure we knew what we had. I'll never be the same man, I'll never feel like I felt before. It's been a hard year, it almost took me down.
And now, for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifted! Way FM, this here is The Wally Show, a little good news. Giddy up. The regular news can be a bit heavy, sad, and sometimes angry. And so we like to do something that's kind of the antithesis to that. We call it Good News Giddy Up. We're going to start with Gavin. Good News Giddy Up, go.
Rumor has it Apple is planning to add a hearing aid mode for AirPods. They already have a conversation boost feature and something called Live Listen, but this would be a more robust feature that's more like an actual hearing aid. And it would be huge, because AirPods are a lot cheaper and more accessible to most people than like traditional hearing aids.
My 85-year-old mother would look dope with a pair of AirPods, too. Cool. Like, so yeah, I have to get her some of those.
I wonder if they feed back like hearing aids do.
Oh, that would be bad.
Bad.
I know.
It might be worse. They're cheaper.
Yeah, those, man, they work well on planes and stuff, too. So if they could do that, because hearing aids are expensive.
Yeah, and I trust Apple to perfect technology, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Betty Rock, what do you got?
YouTube star Mr. Beast, he partnered with a company called Lectric to donate e-bikes to 600 people across the U.S.
I'm a big e-bike fan. I have an e-bike, and I love it. I think it's great when you want to pedal, but just not that hard.
Right, exactly. Well, all these people desperately needed a way to get around.
Love it.
And the bikes are collectively worth about $600,000.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
That's a lot of money.
Easy.
But, and, I mean, you know, that's made a huge difference in these people's lives.
I remember when I was in Africa one time, and there was this guy that, Francis, I always remember this guy. He rode a bike 26 miles each way to get to the clinic that he worked at. And it's like, oh, my gosh. But he borrowed people's bikes. One of the best moments in my life was buying this guy a bike and seeing how happy he was. It was his own bike, but he still had to ride 26 miles. Like,
crazy.
I want to go back to Africa and buy him an e-bike.
Yes!
Because then it gets a little easier.
Yes!
I know the joy of having an e-bike and riding it, so I feel like I owe Francis that. He's a hard worker. Well, that's going to do it for your good news giddy up.
Okay, stay close. Let's go.
Good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
But look around you, David. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime.
There's no food, and we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help.
It's a powerful, true story that circles around miracles and about a family uniting and growing in their faith, facing the impossible together.
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back.
The movie also features our brand new song, Unsung Hero.
You're an unsung hero. So I'll sing this song for you.
Giving up, it's not an option.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Breaking news can be heartbreaking. So we like to do news-ish on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
When people bring home their pet dog or cat or, I don't know, bird, whatever you choose to bring home, you envision yourself bringing home a little friend, maybe a partner, a you know, mini version of a, you know, family member. But a lot of people see, I don't think a lot of people often think of the energy that that animal could have.
Especially when they're like puppies or when they're young, kittens are crazy.
And so I found this list of the laziest dogs in the world.
See, that's, if you are planning on getting a dog, you have to know your own temperament, which is important, because I'm not a hyper dog, lick me in the face dog. Like, if I was going to get a dog, I would want this list. And so if you're like promising your kids you're getting a dog, that's fine. You can get a dog, but get one that you like too as an adult.
And that's a great piece of advice, because we brought home our second dog, Jasper. And I mean, the guy is
crazy.
Crazy. And I love him, but there's
sometimes
a little part of me that would trade. It would make a different, maybe, decision.
A different choice. Exactly.
Because his energy is a lot. It's a lot to take on. And for me, when the day's done and I'm tired, I'd rather have one of these lazy dogs that are on this list.
So what's the list?
I'll go through a few. So the number one lazy dog is the Basset Hound, which is the one where it's kind of like, you know, black, brown, and white. And
long
just
ears.
Everything droops to the ground. And when you look at it, obviously that dog doesn't look like it was built for
movement
activity.
They're good, like they're good for that. They are like loud barker howlers, and they're very vocal, so you have to know that too.
One thing to keep in mind. The second one on this list was the English Bulldog, which
I do like those.
It's just famous for having like health problems, and then they even recommend that they're not, it's funny, I was reading the description, they're just not known they're known for being pretty low in maintenance. They can't spend a lot of time outdoors if it's very hot or very cold.
Yes. Yeah. One of my closest friends, she had an English Bulldog, and that thing, we were going to Chattanooga driving, and the AC gave out in her car on the way there. We had to stop at a gas station to buy a bag of ice for the dog to sit on. Because there's something to do with their snout.
Really?
They can't breathe
the oxygen
can't
get past.
And so
all
he
that.
Was overheating, and we're over there sweating. We had to get a bag of ice for the dog.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Betty's like, give me a bag of ice too.
Yeah, crazy.
And then the last one that I love seeing these dogs, and it's a pug. I think pugs are cute little, I don't know, they look like thumbs to me. But they're in that same breed of the bulldog, where they can't handle as much exercise as other dogs can. That's the thing.
That's great.
We brought Jasper home, and that guy can play and wants to play for hours. And so when I play for 30 minutes, I'm like, dude, we are done. He's breathing
heavy.
He's
ready to go.
We go back inside, and 10 minutes later, he's yipping at me or he's jumping at me saying, like, dude, I got more energy for you to give. So that's where, maybe you are someone who can't afford to take on the Jaspers of this world. I might not be one of them. Or maybe you say, hey, I'm more built for wanting a dog, but I want one of these lazy ones.
Yeah, that definitely, you got to know yourself, because like, if you don't like to go outside, then get a dog that hates that too.
Yep.
And you guys, it's a perfect match then, you know?
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It takes two guys to battle Betty's brain.
That's right.
That's right. So we call it boys versus girl. And the way this works is we're going to take on Betty. And if your gender wins, you can call to win a prize. And we'll ask you a question based on our conversation with her. So if girls win, if Betty wins, then only girls can call to win a prize. If guys win, only guys can call. So you get to pick who you want to take on for each question. All right, Lady Rock, to make it somewhat fair, how many leaves are on a big oak tree, I guess, on average? I see these questions for the first time, so like, I have no idea anything beyond what I've just told you. How many leaves are on a big oak tree?
I'm going to go with Gavin, because he's over there with his arms spread trying to figure it out himself. He's just as confused as I am. So I'm going with Gavin.
Because I know exactly how many, because
I
do woodworking. And that's so, I know
leaves are not wood.
Number of leaves, don't know.
That's
per tree.
Only God
on average.
Stop
okay.
It.
All right. Well, what do you think?
Oak tree.
Which one's
five.
The oak tree? Oh.
Go ahead.
Five.
Betty, I've got your answer down, Betty. Five. You five leaves.
5,000.
Five leaves on a tree.
I said 5,000.
Okay.
I didn't have an answer before she said that. And I don't want to cheat the system of just going like one above hers.
Right.
My brain really did go in the realm of about 8,000.
8,000. Okay. Well, you guys are both wrong.
Are we super
How
low?
Do you know?
Because I told you I know this
you
answer.
You don't know.
It's 2 million.
No, it's not.
It is 2 million.
Look it up.
I have the answer
well,
right
look,
here.
It ain't 2 million.
It is 2 million Look at that.
I'm going to Google.
I've done so much woodworking that I know. No, I don't know. I looked at it. But it's 2 million is the answer. So that means, Gavin, you won that by 3,000 points.
Some nerdy scientist tree guy.
They do it on average, I guess. I have no
idea. Who is out there counting leaves on an oak tree?
I know.
And you probably paid for their college degree.
Yep. So boys get one for that one. Okay.
You got lucky.
Here we go. How many bricks are in the Great Wall of China? How many bricks in the Great Wall of China? Betty's brain is about to explode today.
I'm gonna try Gavin again.
Yeah, because you're a construction guy.
Okay, let me tell you this. You need to pick me on this one. Because the last question, if it goes that far, I saw the answer. It flipped over on me, so I don't want to cheat. So
what an honorable man.
I know. See, that's the thing. I could have cheated and won this thing.
No, honorable would be not to look.
No, I didn't look. It flipped over and I saw it by accident. I'm not a cheater. I just proved I'm not a cheater. Oh, my word. Okay, how many bricks are in the Great Wall of China? If I get this right on the money, she's going to think I cheated. Okay. I have my answer. What do you say?
No, you're going first. Oh, are you?
Sorry, I looked it up.
Oh, okay.
Betty's like 8.
No, you go.
I'm going to say 10 million.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say 12 million.
Okay. What is the answer?
You have the sheet, but I have Google. You guys are both insanely low.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
It's such a long.
Is it 3,873,000,000?
Holy cow.
Google says 500 billion.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh.
They might have added some bricks.
But either way, I win.
Yeah, you did win that one. Nicely done.
My goodness.
Yeah, I thought I had shot way low because, I mean, it's miles and hundreds of miles. And it's so thick. Yeah.
Loser.
Okay, so now you have to take on Gavin. It's 1-1. Okay. You are a handful. Okay, what is the longest time someone has spent hula hooping?
You're a good hula hooper.
Yeah, Betty Rock, this is right in your wheelhouse.
I was back in the day.
Yeah, you grew up hula hooping. So what is the longest time someone has spent hula hooping?
Stop. Like over under a day. There's no way. No.
No.
Okay, come on. I need an answer. Betty Rock?
8 hours.
8 hours. Gavin?
I went with 6.
You went with 6 hours?
Hula hooping.
You must be wrong.
No.
World record
you
stuff.
Must have been
Do you
wrong.
Think someone breaks Dude. A world record hula hooping with 6 hours?
I win.
My hips would be exhausted.
She said 8 hours, and this is such a no-brainer. 20, 25, maybe 30. Like, it's 100 hours.
100 hours?
It's 100
that's
hours.
That's impossible.
That's a lie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Well,
fake
that
news.
Was ridiculous.
I
All
win.
Right. Betty Rock won. That's not so much Betty Rock won as Gavin lost, honestly.
You got one wrong, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Great Wall of China bricks.
I'm the only one who got a point on our team.
Okay.
Oh, good point.
You're a brick.
All right, so here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. It pains me to say this, but only ladies can call to win a prize. But you're going to get a question about our conversation. If you can get the answer right, you will win a prize. But only ladies. 855-33-WAY-FM. Stephanie, welcome. Betty Rock has beat the boys in Boys versus Girls. That is why we are talking to you, because only girls can call. Now, we're going to give you a question, and if you can get the answer right based on our conversation, you will win a prize. Did you hear the entire segment?
I did, yes.
Okay, good. Did you listen very carefully?
To the best I could.
Okay, all right. There was one point we were talking about how many leaves were on a big oak tree, and Betty gave her guess, but I interrupted her. And I made her guess very low, much lower than she was trying to get out. What was her first guess that I stopped her on?
5 or 6, but I could be wrong. It's okay.
5 is right, actually. She was like 5, and I said yes. And she's like, I meant 1,000, but 5 was right. Nicely done, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You did listen very well. Congratulations. And it's a great day to be a lady because you guys have bested the boys today on Boys versus Girls.
Way to go, Steph.
Awesome. Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to turn back time a little bit here with Time Capsule Tuesday. We pick a year. We each pick a song. And you get to tell us who has the best taste in music, like which song connected with you from back in the day. Year, please, Betty Rock.
2009.
All right, 2009. And I'm going to go first today. Mine is Cutlass, What Faith Can Do.
Dreams the mountains, hope that doesn't ever end, even when
Cutlass was always one of those bands that kind of snuck up on you. You're like, oh, yeah, I like that song. Oh, I like that song. I like that song. They had more hits than you would ever think. And so I like that one. That's what faith can do. Lady Rock, what is your selection?
I have one that has stood the test of time because we still play it. David Crowder Band, How He Loves. Yeah, he loves.
You have made the most of your choice, for sure. That's a good one. Gavin, where are you going?
I'm going down maybe a similar route of just a classic. This is Matthew West, and one of my favorite Matthew West songs is The Motions.
Yeah, Matthew West became an icon inside of Christian music and has written a million songs for himself and for other people. So all of them good choices today. You just have to decide which of these songs connects with you. Which one takes you back? 2009, what was going on in your life? Which one makes you feel something again when you hear it? You're like, oh, yeah, this reminds me of this, and this is why I love that song. So you get to tell us who has the best taste in music. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM for Time Capsule Tuesday now. Anna, welcome to Time Capsule Tuesday. You have heard the three songs, What Faith Can Do by Cutlass, that was mine, How He Loves, that was by David Crowder Band, and that was Betty Rocks, and The Motions, Matthew West, that is Gavin's. So who do you think has the best taste in music, and which song connected with you?
You all had great songs, but I do want to say The Motions by Matthew West.
Oh, Gavin's choice, okay.
Yeah, I was in my early 20s, and I thought being a good person was enough. You know, I didn't have a drugs to Jesus or a jail to Jesus story, so I thought I was fine. And that song literally woke me up in the middle of the night, and I said, I am just going through the motions. You know, I thought doing work saved you, but I don't realize you're saved by doing work. You're saved to do work.
I love that because it's true. I mean, even in any relationship, you can get to where you take it for granted and you go through the motions. You just do the things, you know, but then you forget why you're doing the things and the love that you had for that person. And I definitely think it's the same inside of our faith as well. So Anna's right. It is a great reminder for all of us about living out our faith every day. It's Matthew West, The Motions on Time Capsule Tuesday.
This might hurt. It's not safe, but I know that I've gotta make a change. I don't care if I break, at least I'll be feeling something. 'Cause just okay is not enough.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. It's what your People magazine would sound like with a Southern accent. It's The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
The Queen Bee, Beyoncé, she's entered the country music genre with her latest album called Cowboy Carter, and the first single, Texas Hold'em, is climbing to the very top.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
I think this song has done so well because of TikTok.
Yes.
There's so many dances. There's so much music that gets exposed on TikTok. Walker Hayes, Fancy Like. That song would not have made it if it wasn't for
and
TikTok.
And I also would say that this song, Texas Hold'em, is not great. Had anybody else released it, I don't think it would have gone far. But because it's Beyonce and because she's trying to enter into the country music world, it's a big deal.
Country music accepts everybody from other formats because they're like, oh, great, you like us now. And they're like, we'll love it, you know. And so, like, that to me, I feel is a little disingenuous. But at first, I didn't like it. But it has, TikTok's made it grow on me, man. 100% it's made it grow on me.
And while Beyonce could be full of herself and believe she can do anything she sets her mind to, she realizes that there are and were many other black female artists before her that paved the way for country music. And she wanted to thank them. She sent out a bouquet of flowers to those artists to say,
cool.
Thank you for doing what you do. One of those artists that received a bouquet is Linda Martell. Does that name ring a bell to you, Wally?
No. Not at all.
Well, Linda was the first commercially successful black female artist in country music back in the 60s and 70s with her single, Color Him Father.
I think I'll call him Father.
Huh.
I think I'll call him Love.
I've never heard the song.
I haven't either.
I'm gonna call him.
I think that's a pretty stand-up move on Beyonce's part to honor people that, you know, help pave the way for her to get
for
here
sure.
and to send them flowers. That's a good move.
Yeah, because she sent a bouquet of flowers to this Linda Martell,
yeah.
but she also asked her to be featured in two of her tracks on this new country
album,
Cowboy Carter. Linda Martell is now 82 years old.
Oh, wow. That is
cool. To make
an
appearance on a Beyonce album she probably thought would never happen.
That's the thing. Like, everybody has somebody that went before them in some genre. Like, if you look at what the Christian bands are able to do today, it's because of the Michael W. Smiths, the Amy Grants. It's because of the Stephen Curtis Chapmans, who kind of pioneered that place for them. It's because of the Stripers, who...
Striper
enabled Christian rock to actually happen.
We wouldn't have Skillet if it weren't for...
That's a bold statement.
And we wouldn't have for King and Country.
They do,
Country.
They do like Striper a lot.
Joel loves Striper from For King and
their
Country.
Stage presence.
He loves Striper. He loves their show. He dresses not like them, but he dresses in homage to like them in stage clothing.
No, that is not true.
It is true.
It's not true that just because he likes the band, that's why he got into Christian music. That is not
true. It is. It forms how he does his shows and stuff like that. The spectacle of it. Absolutely. He's coming in later. You can ask him and see if I'm a liar.
You're always a liar.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's really nice when someone has your back, and that's what Gavin did. We just didn't quite get to it. We were doing a thing in Rock Report earlier, and I made the statement that we probably wouldn't have For King and Country, at least the kind of show that For King and Country does, without Striper, because they are an influence on... Joel, especially from For King and Country.
I can't see Striper being an influence on anyone.
Well, do you know why? Because you can't see past the spandex. That's all you see.
Big perm hair.
You see, that's all you see. You don't see the fact that they paved the way for basically Christian rock to happen. Big shows that were really impressive, you know, and rock shows. And For King and Country, learned a thing or two from that. And Betty Rock thought I was lying, thought I was making up. Gavin found a clip of Joel from For King and Country backing me up and saying exactly what I'm saying.
The first one I remember was a band called Striper. Striper had such a theatrical mindset. I remember they would throw Bibles out to the crowd. Every second of that performance was so thought out and so intentional. And so if you look at For King and Country now, it's basically Striper.
What? Wow. He just said, if you look at For King and Country, from Joel's mouth, it is basically Striper!
You could do anything with AI these days.
No, this is
older than AI.
He was on our show.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was here talking about it.
I wouldn't, if I were Joel, I wouldn't want to give Striper any kind of thank you. Because spandex and permed hair, and all they're doing is trying to be that big hair band.
I know, just doing a great show.
No.
Like putting in the work,
it's
making
horrible.
A show great. Yeah,
it's too theatrical.
But that's what makes a show great. Yeah. That's what makes For King and Country show great. There's always something moving in For King and Country. They're always moving, drumming, shifting, and it's because of bands like that showed them the way.
Well, I would say For King and Country shows look amazing.
Yes. Yeah, they do. And why do they look amazing?
Before them.
You heard it from Joel because of Striper! There you go. Well, at least we have settled the argument once and for all.
I think we did.
Yeah. Sharing your testimony is a big part of what we ascribe to in our faith. Hey, it's The Wally Show. And I was really happy when Betty Rock said, I have a testimony to share.
I do. And I think it doesn't matter how small or how big they are. I had a testimony because over the weekend, I had a bug experience.
Oh.
And it involved a huge bumblebee.
I am here to testify on the goodness of the Lord. I have a testimony. I was getting in my car, and as I'm shutting the door, a bumblebee the size of Texas, as big as my face. I might be exaggerating, but it felt that way.
No, you have a big
flew
face.
Into my car as the door is shutting. So it's me and this bumblebee alone. I saw the pearly gates. I saw Jesus reaching down his hand and saying, come, my child. But the goodness of the Lord is I was able to open the door and that bumblebee flew out without stinging me. So praise Jesus. I have a testimony. I'm here to praise him.
I wonder if there's a bumblebee somewhere on a radio show, a little bumblebee radio show. Guys, you're not going to believe this. Yeah, I got trapped in this car with this big-headed lady.
It's terrifying.
Stop.
I have a testimony.
I think we can easily catch ourselves thinking, well, I don't need to bother the Lord with this. It's very minor. But I decided to do the complete opposite and give him praise in the minor things
as well. I have a testimony.
Yeah.
So what is your testimony? Now, not the... This is honestly, we're looking for like the more silly things in life that are kind of funny, not the big, hey, I just beat cancer. That is a great testimony.
Great.
Another time. We'll totally take that. This is more of those silly things in life that you're like, I'm grateful for this. And it's almost funny that you're like, I got a testimony.
Exactly. We want you to be a bit dramatic.
Yes.
Because around here, we are dramatic.
We are the drama and we love
it.
Yes, you are the drama and we love it. So what is your funny? I have a testimony with that time that you saw the pearly gates and you ended up coming back just like Betty and that bee. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now.
So Lindsay, what's that silly testimony you have?
So mine is a little similar to yours, Betty, but it goes a step further. So it also involves a bumblebee. I woke up one morning and I was like, oh, it's such a peaceful morning. I'm going to go read a book. And next thing I know, I hear this buzzing and I thought it was a fly, but I look over and a bee flies past my face.
Mm-mm.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get this bee out of my house. And I was in a room in my house where there's three doors. This bee kept going to this door on the left that I didn't want to open because I knew outside of it there was a spider whose body was the size of a quarter.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Where do you live, Azu?
Well, she lives in a haunted house.
No, so I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to open that door because the spider's going to get in. Well, sure enough, this bee would not go to any of the other two doors that I had wide open, so I opened that. The spider falls into my house and the bee flies away. Slammed all the doors. The spider's now crawling across my door.
Gosh.
And I was so terrified. I had to go and get someone to kill the spider for me.
I'm surprised you didn't move, Lindsay. I think that was your only course of option right there. You get the bee out, the spider's there. Either sell the house to the spider or just, like, leave. Because, like, you are not meant to live there.
I considered just burning the house down.
Yes.
Small
group chat.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And small group chat is where we share with you something that we've learned in our small group because we all go to small group, although I'm the only one that ever does this, so I think I take notes and no one else does.
Excuse me, no, I did one.
One. And
and I didn't fall asleep like you always do on your small groups.
I get the notes first.
And then your wife takes the notes.
No,
and
she
then
does
you
not.
You take yours from hers.
I get tuckered out. It's at the end of a long day. So we've been doing a marriage study, and the question obviously comes up, what's the purpose of marriage? And we unpacked this concept that I'd never heard of before. It's called Hesed, H-E-S-E-D.
Hesed.
Hesed, yeah.
He said.
It's basically, no, that's not it. It's basically the covenant of marriage, not the contract of marriage. Because a contract is an agreement between people. You live up to your end of the bargain, I'll live up to my end of the bargain, and then things are great. And if one of us doesn't, we get out of it.
Right.
You know, that's what a contract is. But Hesed is a marriage covenant that God, you know, loved us and extends beyond our behavior. It loves despite failures and shortcomings.
Oof.
And that's not how the world loves today.
No.
And so the basic premise of this, though, was if we do this well, it's very hard because people don't understand that kind of love. But if we do this well, the love in our marriages can actually be something that is a tool for sharing faith. Because think about it, like if people look at you and you're choosing to love in your marriage when somebody's not meeting your expectations or somebody's failed in the marriage, or better yet, we promise in sickness and in health and sickness comes and you still stay true, that speaks volumes about your faith to them, and it can lead them to finding faith in Christ themselves. They even talked about a story in this study that we're doing where a couple, they'd gotten married young, and the wife contracted MS, and it took a huge toll on her, but she lived with it for 25 years. But his love for her never faltered, you know? And it was a beautiful picture of how Christ loves us. But what's even better about this is the story goes on. So his wife does pass away, but his son-in-law comes to the father and shares that now the father's daughter has MS.
Oh, gosh.
And he looks at, I got choked up. He's like, I'm not going anywhere. Because he learned from the dad what godly love is and resilience is. And he knew and he purposed in his soul that I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be there for your daughter like you were there for your wife and her mom. So it's a great example of how we're supposed to love. And so the concept of our marriage as being a tool for sharing Christ is something I'd never even thought of before.
I hope that you got teared up during small group.
I did. It was really good. It was really good. Fortunately, my wife and I watched the video before we went to small group, so I got it out of my system early.
Your heart was prepared.
It was. I was ready to go. So there you go. Maybe a concept that you haven't thought of before, and that's what I learned in small group.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.